Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lyle and Young way back there. Lyle can't get to it, and it's gone.
Soroka delivers, swing, and a drive to deep right center field. Young going back, looking up. It's going, and gone. Goodbye. So here is Henry to deliver, and a swing, and a long drive to left. Down the line it goes. It is going, and gone. Goodbye. Now the pitch, swing, and a long drive to right field. This one way back. Lyle to the warning track of the wall, looking up, and it's gone. A home run for Ryan McMahon. Swing by Tolia to drive to deep right, sending Lyle back, way back, warning track, and hits the top of the fence and goes over into the Nationals bullpen. Michael Tolia has hit his second home run of the night. Here's a swing and a drive to deep right by Hilliard. Way back, going, and long gone into the second deck to the left of the bullpen.
Salazar's first pitch to Mickey Moniak is cracked in the air to deep left field. James Wood back on the go. Warning track at the wall, and it's gone.
Yeah, that was not good last night. Colorado hit 7 home runs at Nats Park. That ties a Rockies franchise record for home runs in a game. They beat the Nats 10-6. The Nats have now lost 10 games in a row, the last 5 of which have come against the worst team in baseball, Colorado, and the third worst team in the National League, the Miami Marlins. Good morning, everybody. Max is here with me. Chris Russell's going to join the show in about 40 minutes to talk about the Florida Panthers winning the Stanley Cup last night, their second straight title. He'll try to put it in terms that non-hockey people like me can understand. Is this a dynasty that we are witnessing? Grant Paulson will join us at 12, and we'll talk Nats and Skins and a little bit more. Mike Rizzo was on last hour with the Junkies, and Max has cut up some of that sound for us. He talked about Davey Martinez's current situation as manager. We'll play some of that here coming up shortly. But I wanted to start the show, and I know that there's an emerging Nat story here, and we had a Stanley Cup win, but I read this right before the show started, and I wanted to read it. It comes from Denver Dan. Denver Dan writes, "Kevin, never called, never written, but I listen. And I know you've been a big John Elway fan over the years. I've been surprised that Elway isn't the comparison you've used for Jaden Daniels. In style, they are as close as any past-present QB comparison I could make. Same height, almost same weight. Unreal combinations of on-schedule and off-schedule quarterbacking. Their playmaking ability as passers and runners are identical. Clutch gene present at the highest level in both guys. Both are smart with great work ethic. Daniels is today's Elway. Your thoughts?" Thank you for that, Denver Dan. I love this, and I love these kinds of conversations, which we can have this time of year. And you're right. There is a really good comp to be made between Elway and Jaden Daniels. So many similarities between the two. But I think I'm going to beg to differ a bit. I have talked about Elway as a comp, you know, before the draft in 2024, after the draft, during the season. Now, it's not been the only person I've referenced, but Elway has come up for me in terms of comping Jaden to a pass quarterback. Steve Young's come up. Michael Vick, Lamar Jackson, Randall Cunningham, even Patrick Mahomes from today's quarterbacks, along with Lamar. You know, I know I've definitely comped him at times to Randall Cunningham, even though I've specifically said that their throwing motions were completely different. Randall had a big windup to his throw. That's not what Jaden has at all. But the Elway comp is a good one. The only thing I would say, Denver Dan, is there are differences. It's not, you know, a complete, you know, identical, it's the same guy that we watched in the 80s, you know, in 90s, you know, into the, I guess, early 2000s. When did he retire? Did Elway retired after the second Super Bowl, which would have been the 98 Super Bowl. So he did not make it into this century as a quarterback. The differences between Elway and Jaden are, first of all, Elway had a bigger arm. John Elway and Dan Marino had two of the biggest arms of the era and two of the biggest arms of all time. You know, it doesn't matter that Jaden's arm isn't, you know, a rifle because he's got plenty of strength and he can make every single throw. But Elway, on the run, could throw the ball 80 yards. Like, he, Mahomes is today's Elway in terms of arm strength. Jaden is different. Elway had a much bigger arm. I think Denver Dan, it sounds like you're a Broncos fan, would agree that Elway's arm was all-time. You know, Rodgers, Marino, Elway, Mahomes. I'm sure I'm forgetting a few. But in terms of just arm strength, and I'm not talking about Jeff George arm strength. I'm talking about you're able to hit the receiver with the arm strength. That was a big difference between Elway and Jaden. And Elway was just a different build physically. Yeah, they are essentially the same height and almost the same weight. Elway was a little bit heavier, but Elway had a stronger build. He was a big, strong dude at 6'3", 6'4". You know, and he as a runner certainly could outrun people and he could be elusive in the open field, but he could also run you over. You know, Jaden as a runner, though, is more explosive than Elway ever was. I mean, Jaden can take it 80, you know, and no one, and just, you know, once he gets to 50 yards, he's got everybody behind him and he can jog it in from there. Elway didn't have that kind of speed or explosiveness, although he was a great runner. I think Elway, if he had been a quarterback in today's game, would have been used as a dual threat, you know, quarterback with packages, you know, that are in the game today that were not in the game back then. He would have definitely been a part of, you know, zone reads, just like Steve Young, you know, and some of the players. Marino would not have been. I don't know that there's like a perfect comp for Jaden. His explosiveness as a playmaker is all time. Like, it's up there with Vic, Lamar, Randall, Steve Young. The throwing ability isn't about great all-time arm strength. Mahomes has that, you know, in today's game. Rodgers had that. Marino, Elway, etc. But he's got really good arm strength and really good anticipation and touch. And then the competitive clutch gene factor, the clutch factor that you referred to, yeah, he's there with Elway. You know, he is there with Montana. I mean, we've seen it in college. We've seen it now in one season in the pros. There is nothing that rattles him. You know, the game's on the line. He is taking over and is totally comfortable in that spot.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't know if any of these all-time great quarterbacks, and I'm not putting Jaden into the all-time great quarterback, you know, conversation yet. Of course I'm not. He's played 1 year. But the year was so special, and he did so many things at such an elite level that the comparisons were inevitably going to come. I do like the Elway comp. I'm pretty sure, Denver Dan, I've referenced John Elway. Elway is one of my all-time favorite quarterbacks and one of my all-time favorite football players, period. You know, in that era, I mean, I've talked a lot about how much I love Marino. I consider Marino to be in that conversation of the top five quarterbacks of all time. It doesn't matter to me that he didn't win a Super Bowl. You know, the quarterback position is so dependent. We're going to get to some of those conversations. I don't know if you guys heard what LeBron said yesterday on a podcast with Steve Nash, but I'm going to circle back to that at some point on the show. You know, judging players by championships, LeBron doesn't think that that should be the case, even though he was the guy that said, not five, not six, not seven, etc. We'll get to that. We'll get to LeBron's comments and talk about that in the bigger scope of, you know, all of sports. But Elway was definitely, you know, until Brady kept doing it over and over again until he was his freaking mid-40s, I had Elway as my number one of all time. I did. And now it's much more about Brady. And then talking about Elway, Manning, Marino, Rodgers. You know, very shortly, Mahomes is going to be a part of that conversation. And for those of you that saw, you know, Unitas play, I understand his greatness. I do. I can't tell you anything about Otto Graham, honestly. Save that for Lavero and company. But yeah, Elway, one of my all-time favorites, and he is an excellent comp for Jaden. Steve Young might be the best comp for, you know, Jaden in terms of that era. But it's not, you know, there's no perfect comp. At this point, we hope that we are at the very beginning of a 10 to 15-year run where 15 years from now, God willing, we're having the conversation about young quarterbacks being compared to Jaden Daniels, which, you know, is in play after watching him for one season. All right. The Nats lost again last night. You know, we talked about this on Monday's show, that they had the worst team in baseball coming into Nats Park for four games. The Colorado Rockies were 14-57. I mean, they were on pace to have one of the worst seasons in Major League Baseball history. They are a brutally terrible team. And coming off the comments made by Dave Martinez over the weekend, it was, you know, kind of put him into a bind, you would think. In most baseball situations, okay, in most baseball situations, meaning New York, Boston, Chicago, L.A., where there is true large-scale passion, you know, where the airwaves every day are lit up with manager sucks, you know, Juan Soto stinks, ownership is terrible. Now, the ownership is terrible conversation would have been the prevalent conversation for a long period of time. And I think you can look at Davey's situation as we did with Chelsea James on the show. Tommy and I had a conversation about it on my podcast yesterday. You know, we had Andrew Golden on the show on Monday to talk about it. Look, you can make the case that Mike Rizzo and Dave Martinez have not been given a fair shot, you know, at competing for a winning season, for a wild card berth. And you could look at what they've been given and the lack of spending certainly in this offseason and the offseason before. And just a couple of weeks ago, they were two games under 500. You know, they were sitting there and we were talking about them having, you know, a season that could be described as overachieving. They weren't 30-32. They were actually 30-33. After the night where they beat Texas 2-0, the night that Patrick Corbin came in here and had a very good outing, went 8 innings complete, and the Nats won it 2-0. But they were 30-33 at that point. And since then, they haven't won a game. They've lost 10 in a row. And then Davey made the comments about it's not about the coaches. It's never about the coaches. And that created, you know, the first real Nats drama of this season. Will he or won't he be the manager coming up here in a few days? You know, especially if they don't perform well against Colorado, and clearly they're not off to a good start. You know, I suggested, could he be out if they lost 3 of 4 to Colorado or got swept by Colorado? Well, they've lost the first two. You know, they play tonight and then they play, you know, a getaway game tomorrow at 105. At Nats Park against the Rockies. I mean, the Rockies had 7 home runs last night. They won 10-6. The Nats were scoring a lot of runs. Remember going back to that Seattle series, the Arizona series, they had four straight games in which they scored 9 or more runs. James Woods, a star, clearly in the making. C.J. Abrams has had a year. Obviously, Mackenzie Gore has been lights out as a pitcher, but they have terrible bullpen. They don't have enough consistent hitting, and they're 30-43 now. And, you know, they are well on their way to having, you know, another losing season. They're a long way to go. We're not even at the halfway mark, but they're not going to be in contention, more likely than not, for a wild card team. They are in last place, tied for last place with Miami in the National League East, whereas just, you know, 2 weeks ago, they were in third place, a couple of games ahead of the Atlanta Braves. Things change in baseball, but this is a very interesting moment. You know, they don't owe Dave Martinez any money past this year. That's the way it was explained on Monday by Andrew Golden. You know, so we know that if they owed Davey Martinez another 2 to 3 years, they'd probably not fire him and pay him, you know, given that this year is not going to be a year in which the Nats are contending for anything anyway. Mike Rizzo makes a weekly appearance on the Junkies, and he was on last hour, and he said a couple of things about Davey's current situation. You're going to hear what he said when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, and we're also on the Team980.com. And don't forget, this show is sponsored by the Team 980's YouTube page. Just open up, you know, the Team 980 YouTube page, hit the subscribe button. I'm live on YouTube from 10 to 1. Craig's on live from 4 to 7. Hit the subscribe and hit the like button for us. That's big. You'll hear what hear what Mike Rizzo said about Dave Martinez when we come back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.